Welcome to part one of our negotiations update for negotiation session 15. We made significant progress this week and split our update into two parts.
Part one covers section 16, sick leave on the job injury, section 32, attendance policy, and a related letter of agreement. Part two, which we'll publish later, covers the rest of negotiation session 15.
We tentatively agreed to section 16, sick leave / on the job injury. There are significant changes in this section, many based on paid sick leave laws. Although management wanted to apply laws on a state-by-state basis, we successfully applied the best state sick leave provisions to all flight attendants, regardless of where they are based.
The sick leave accrual ratio remains the same, with a total accrual of 3 TFP for every 30 TFP flown or accredited. This equates to the current ratio of 1 for 10. The total accrual is split between two sick leave banks. One-third goes into the protected state bank and two-thirds into the contractual CBA bank.
For example, if a flight attendant has 75 TFP for the month, they accrue 2.5 TFP into the state bank and 5 TFP into the CBA bank for a total sick leave accrual of 7.5 TFP.
Let's first discuss the state bank, which is new. No points are assessed when using the state bank for each day that is covered. New hires will be able to use the state bank after 90 days of employment. Currently, they can't use sick leave for 180 days, which is a vast improvement. At ratification, up to 40 TFP from existing sick leave balances will transfer into the new state bank. If a flight attendant does not have 40 or more sick leave balance, the full balance of their sick leave will transfer to the state bank.
Sick leave accrues into the state bank at a rate of 1 TFP for every 30 TFP flown or credited, which is a third of the total sick leave accrual. At the end of the year, a maximum of 40 TFP in the state bank will roll over into the next year. Anything over the 40 TFP at the end of the year will be paid out at 100%, or the flight attendant may choose to transfer the excess into their CBA sick bank.
The state bank covers personal or family illness or injury. Additionally, it can be utilized for the following: preventative care, domestic violence, harassment, sexual assault, or stalking, bereavement, attending a funeral or making necessary arrangements, public health emergency, including closure of school or childcare, evacuation at domicile, unsafe air quality or heat index at place of work, and other provisions allowed by state law.
Now let's discuss the CBA bank. We greatly improved sick leave payout at retirement, which is currently 25% of the total bank. A flight attendant retiring with a balance between 0.1 TFP and 560.9 TFP would be paid out at 25%. A flight attendant retiring with a bank balance between 561 TFP and 849.9 TFP would be paid out at 50%. A flight attendant retiring with a bank balance equal to or greater than 850 TFP would be paid out at 100% under the tentative agreement provision.
Additionally, we proposed increasing the maximum sick leave accrual from 1,700 TFP to 2,400 TFP. This will be discussed with the overall economic package. Flight attendants will be assessed points as normal when using the CBA bank. In addition to personal or family illness or injury, the CBA bank can be used for the following: applicable provisions in Section 15, such as leaves of absences, injury or illness related to domestic violence, or otherwise explicitly allowed pursuant to CBA provisions.
Let's discuss how both banks can be used. When a flight attendant calls out sick, they designate either the state sick bank with no attendance points or the CBA bank with attendance points. They may change the designated bank prior to the end of their next sequence. Both banks may be used for the same sequence if one of the banks does not have enough TFP to cover the entire sequence.
Whichever bank is designated will be used to cover as many full days of the sequence as possible. Any remaining days will be covered by the other bank. For example, a flight attendant calls out sick for a 3-day and designates the state bank. They only have enough TFP and the state bank to cover the first 2 days. The third day will be covered by the CBA bank and assessed half attendance point. The flight attendant may utilize point reduction for the assessed points if available.
Now let's change gears and discuss Section 32, the attendance policy. State law allows management to verify state bank usage, but we significantly limited verification requirements. Management must announce a verification period at least 2 days in advance. There can be no more than 3 verification periods per year, and each verification period can be no more than 10 days long.
Additionally, management can only request verification if a flight attendant called out sick for more than 3 consecutive days, such as a 4-day trip or 2 2-day trips back-to-back. Management will reimburse out-of-pocket medical costs required to obtain verification, and a flight attendant has 10 days to provide verification after the first day they called out sick during a verification period. The negotiations dashboard will be updated with specific verification examples.
Verification can include a note from a healthcare provider or substantiating evidence, such as a court appearance for domestic violence, proof of level 2 or level 3 evacuation zone, or more. If the flight attendant does not provide the verification within the time frame, the sick leave usage will be converted to a management drop with points and without pay.
In this instance, sick leave will be credited back to their state bank. Any single continuous occurrence of illness, 10 days, beginning in advance of the notice provided and extending into the verification period will be excluded from verification requirements.
The quarterly point reduction is currently once per quarter for a single continuous occurrence of up to 10 days when using the CBA bank. We exchange this for the state bank protections and usage and a trimester point reduction. No points are assessed when utilizing available state bank balance, potentially multiple times throughout the year. Additionally, 1 point reduction is available per trimester for a single continuous occurrence of up to 10 days when using the CBA bank. We also retained and improved the productivity premium program, which we will discuss in a moment.
All point values and other record improvements remain the same, despite management bargaining priorities to reduce the termination threshold, increase point values, and eliminate record improvements. Although the PPP is not part of Section 32, management's bargaining priority was to eliminate PPP in relation to provisions on paid sick leave and attendance. Instead, we increased the total payout from $2,500 to $4,000. We also restructured the trimester blocks, with state bank usage counting towards the TFP threshold in addition to vacation. The threshold is 40 TFP per trimester, which is an equivalent increase of 5 TFP per month to account for state bank usage.
Lastly, for Section 32, we incorporated the addendum and a labor memo. In addition to Section 16 and 32, we agreed to a letter of agreement addressing changes to paid sick leave laws. This letter of agreement outlines provisions on handling future changes to paid sick leave laws and their impact on our CBA. That's everything from Part 1 of Session 15. Stay up to date on all resources on the negotiations website, contract2022.afaalaska.org.
The second part of our update for negotiations session 15 will publish later. Thank you for staying engaged in this process.